Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. What a bunch of nice guys, huh? And doing some great stuff. That is awesome. That is awesome to hear. That's the first explanation we've got. And we've been here for a couple of years, and that's really the best explanation we got of what they do. So big ups to Elmina Shriners, those kids needing. And if you want to help, I mean, these are kids that are, like he said, burned or they lose limbs or they're in the hospital.
The health care they provide, the expenses.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
Elmina. Shriners.com. Yeah. ElminaShriners.com.
Have you ever noticed, Del, that John, it always gets weird when John, they're focusing in, he's like, you got, look at that hat, though. How
yeah.
Can you get that? Look at you. Goes, you even get that hat.
Well, it's actually a fez. But,
well, it's a fez. Like, you can tell the Shriners take all their stuff very seriously.
He goes,
like,
hey, can I get one of those?
Like, well, that's a funky looking hat. What kind of hat is that?
That's a cool looking hat.
Yeah, thank you. It's called a fez.
Yeah. Hey, you're not at a pole tante. You're a diva. I was like, well, I'm a diving. And
I am a diving. I'm next in line as a diving. I take it seriously.
Yeah. It takes
even though you don't.
It takes 7 years.
It takes 7 years to get here. What do I got to do to get a hat?
Hey, how much is it going to cost?
It's $100 for a. We don't give them away at radio events.
It's not a koozie.
It's a fee. You have to pay the fee and then go to the meetings and everything. I just want the hat. What's the tassel thing?
Yeah,
how much for call the tassel?
Hey, where do you get all them diamonds? Are them real?
Does your wife do that? She bejewel it? It's actually one for every child that you visit. You get one.
Oh, well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No. I got a glue gun at home.
Hey, can I give you $100?
Well, we actually call these...
You do notice that when we're at these things.
What's a potent?
And John will ask a question and people are like.
Is it like polenta?
People don't know him, so they try to direct the topic about what they're comfortable with. He goes, hey, that hat though.
You're a polenta? What are you now?
Pimento loaf? What are you?
Past potent. It's. I was in charge of potente.
It's a potente.
I was in charge of. Is that like polenta? No, it's nothing like the grain.
Because that's fattening. That polenta's kind of fattening.
I like it when it's seared. Well, but that's not the same as my title.
All right, that's all.
Give me the hat. You got my drink and my hat?
Hey.
The drinks are good, though.
As
we understand it, they're virgin.
Yeah. They were not sure that you actually wanted to drink on the air.
Well,
because
sure.
They just assume you're a professional.
But wait a minute. It's Friday. It's happy hour.
On the air, they thought you were a professional. They didn't know.
Oh, did they?
Well,
did they?
That was before.
Actually, that was before the interview.
Actually, yes.
This show, yeah. Now they're like, we should have given
him vodka.
Why can't
we be like the Blitz and get Blitz?
That's what I'm saying. Why is our show the Virgin Daiquiri show and they do shots on their show?
It's probably because right. It's when they handed you the drinks. So it was 7:50 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was why they thought
but
you
we
would...
don't do it ever on
we
a Friday.
Don't give a rat's ass.
We never do drinks and shots on Friday. Ever.
Well, we can't today.
In the morning.
They
can
were offering
we?
They're
this
offering
is tomato juice.
They're offering Coors Lights to John.
Yeah, they are. They offered. You want a Coors Light?
What do you mean they Coors offered?
They said, hey, you want to bring Coors Light?
You want Coors Lights or what?
You want a Coors Light?
Nah, I'm taking a medicine right now.
You are?
Yeah, shoulders.
Wait a minute. The Blitz can get
I know.
Am I the only one that's gonna get drunk on the show?
Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, what for the? Now. For now. I will.
Well, maybe Lauren is going to come on. Maybe she'll drink with
you know
me.
What I was thinking about? I was thinking about, like, are you comfortable going? Are either of you comfortable taking, even if you haven't? I haven't since the pandemic. Are you comfortable taking an Uber?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you comfortable doing it?
Yeah.
Did you think about it?
Yeah. I mean, he's wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, but that's an enclosed, like, that's the definition of enclosed
wear a
space.
Mask. I got my nano silver technology.
Yeah. Did you wear glasses so I didn't get in your eyes? Because the eyes can absorb it, too.
Yeah. I tried to make sure that the driver didn't spit on me.
Wear goggles?
Yeah. I did not wear.
Where's your hazmat suit
Rec
for your Uber?
Yeah. No.
Or that mask?
No, I didn't think about it.
Shield?
You know what? He's in the front seat. I'm not sitting up front.
I'm not super pumped up. Like, I haven't taken one. I was thinking about it today. I don't know when the next time, because that's why I'm careful about, you know, my drinks whenever I go to Riel, because at any point shots can come out. So if I have to do shots, I stay there longer or whatever the case may be, because I don't ever put myself in a bad position from a driving standpoint. But if I knew that things were going to potentially go sideways back in the day, if I say, okay, when I say back in the day, it means pre-COVID, we just took an Uber,
yeah.
And it was no big deal. Now I'm like, man, I don't really want to take an Uber right now. I've taken
a few of them, and it's fine.
I just don't want to. My best friend's dad passed away this morning from COVID, and it's six days. Yeah, he was a fun guy. I met him. I've known him since I was in Little League, and he was diagnosed like 6 days ago, and in the hospital, out, and then had to go back in, and it's 2 days later. You know, it had an underlying issue as well, dialysis. But it does strike. I mean, it really strikes
That's
home.
That's a shame.
This is the
Lots
first
of
time.
There, Chris.
Yeah, this is the first time someone really close to me has lost a loved
yes.
one. And you get so scared about that's why I don't hear a lot of people anymore saying, and I don't really tolerate it personally, it's just like the flu and all this stuff. It's when that was out there, that pissed me off, where it's the mortality rate is, you know, four times the flu, the average flu. The high end on flu is 60,000. Low end is about 30. So it's way, way higher. We're at 200,000. We're not even through a year. But this, it really is scary from a standpoint of parents. You know, I think about my parents. My parents don't have any underlying conditions that I know of. I mean, they have high blood pressure. But, I think everyone worries about their parents getting it. Like, everyone worries about their parents. A lot of parents are not as serious about wearing masks, or they're just, you know, they're more dismissive of some of the concerns, and it's a big worry. I think my parents wear their masks where they're supposed to, but I'm not sure they did at the beginning, though. I think they do now, just because you're forced to, because places say you can't come in unless you don't have a mask. So I'm glad they're doing it, because if they didn't, I'm not sure if my parents would be wearing masks or not. I honestly don't know. So anyway, it's just that's the first time someone really – have you – is there anyone close to you that you know of who's passed away yet?
No.
No one's parents or whatever. Okay. What about you, Dale?
No, my family, for one of my aunties in Florida, was everyone's gonna wear a mask. So she's a creative type. So she just crafted these masks and she sent me a couple, sent me gloves. She made it a clear thing that if you know me, we're not playing around here. So
yeah.
I think it just filtered through the family. The one thing I did worry about was my mom. She works. She's a manager at a bank, so she works with the public quite a bit. Now, they've taken precautions. California, one of the states, was like, okay, we're not messing around.
They didn't
around.
Shut down the interior. I haven't been able to get inside a bank other than
they did for a couple
make
weeks.
An appointment.
They did for a couple weeks because one person was exposed, and she was a manager there, and her husband had it. So they decided, okay, we're shutting this down for a couple weeks, and as soon as you feel symptoms, go get checked out. My mom's like, she's called her doctor. Should I go in there and get checked out? She goes, the doctor said, if you don't feel anything, don't expose yourself to a hospital, because who knows what will happen.
Yeah.
So stay home until you feel something. You could be asymptomatic or you just don't have it. So it turns out she didn't feel any symptoms. She never went in. I'm hoping, honestly, that she was asymptomatic, only because that means maybe, at least at that time I was hoping, okay, maybe 2 months of immunity. I don't know. I didn't know the rules in place. But fortunately, my family's taken it seriously from the beginning, so it hasn't been a problem.
They do say that the next time, if you get it again, even if you don't have the antibodies in your – that it fights it. It's more aggressive. It will more aggressively fight it, and it should be more mild – the second time around once your body knows how to create the antibodies for it very quickly. So that's one of the good things that the good news stuff that's come out about that is once you have it, it doesn't last. Like, you don't have antibodies forever just sitting there and you can't get it, but it, but you do have them to where it can trigger them quickly, and it, and it's more likely to be less serious for you the second time around. So, you know, that's good. That's probably the same thing with a lot of viruses. It's probably very similar to where your body just, it, you know, it picks it up and then it's, it fights it. It is amazing, our bodies, well, what it can do against
viruses. It was
funny,
the first time I was tested, they tested me for COVID too. And it said I did not have those antibodies.
What's,
you know,
what's
the,
that?
The SARS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the very
that was,
serious.
Yeah, yeah. That was you don't have SARS antibodies was what they were testing for.
It'd be great if you did.
Yeah. No, yeah, it would help. Yeah. Absolutely, it would.
SARS is the one that's
that was
SARS, and then also MERS, yeah, which is the respiratory.
Yeah, SARS was like, you know, SARS, what's SARS? That was real.
SARS, MERS are the two that you don't want to get.
No. And people did, and people died. Not at this rate, obviously, but it was SARS was serious.
Oh, yeah, you can still
get it.
We didn't,
and we just went, nah, you know what? It's just SARS, no big deal. But
well, they shut it down before it could get here.
Yeah.
I mean, they sent troops in to help contain it on SARS. I think was it SARS? No, maybe it was maybe it wasn't SARS. It was no, that was Ebola. That was Ebola, where they sent troops in to keep it contained and help to fight it so it wouldn't spread.
To make sure nobody crossed the border?
Well, to make sure they contained it inside the country. Yeah. We sent troops over there to do that, and it never – and they helped to contain it more quickly.
Yeah. All right.
This is a pandemic.
Chris, thoughts and prayers, man. Sorry. Time to talk right now about mybookie.ag, promo code radio, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. This is a great weekend. The football, college football season starts with the SEC. It's underway now this Saturday. Tomorrow it gets underway. And if you're looking for a great way to play the college game now that it's really going to get started, then all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And you got the Texans. They went down to 3.5. And, you know, I don't know. Do you like them? Do you not like them? I don't know. All I know is this. You can bet them, and you decide which way you're going to go. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They match your initial deposit 100%. You put in $100, they match it. So you got $200 to play with. Or you put in $1,000, then you got $2,000 to play with. So if you're looking for the best way to play, no other bookie does that, by the way. So if you're looking for the best way to play, you just go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We're heading towards the bottom of the hour, so here's what we're going to do. At 8:30, we're going to pick a contestant for Beat the Limo Guy. At 10 o'clock, Justin from Black Horse Limo will come on, and he will pick five games, and our contestant will pick five games against the spread. You can pick the under-over, or you can pick whatever game against the spread. And if you beat the Limo Guy, you're going to get a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's Steakhouse, and Del Frisco's is in the Galleria. And it's beautiful, and it's a wonderful restaurant. And $200, you and a companion can eat pretty damn well. Justin will pick you up in the limo, bring you to Del Frisco's, and then bring you home and, you know, tip your driver. That's all I'm saying, tip your driver, because you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful night if you beat the limo guy. So at 8:30 exactly, when the clock strikes 8:30 on your iPhone, or if you have Lance's phone, it's probably about a minute and a half behind. oh, no, you don't. You have a You have an iPhone.
Yeah.
He just has a Fitbit.
Who doesn't? Yeah, he has a Fitbit. That's
no,
right.
I've got an Apple Watch now.
No,
you don't.
Not.
Yeah, I do.
Where is it?
No,
I don't
wear it.
You use your Fitbit instead? So at 8:30 exactly, you call 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, and caller number 10 will be the contestant. Now you got to pick. Then you got an hour and a half to study the games. Which way you're going to go? You know, are you going to go Texans? Are you going to go Steelers? Are you going to go Rams? Whoever you're going to pick, or unders and overs, and you pick five games, and Justin picks five games, and we see if you can beat them, and you get that Del Frisco's gift card and the limo right there and back. So that'll happen at exactly 8:30. Give the people right now that are listening a game this week. It's got to be an NFL game.
Can it be a total?
It could be a total.
Yeah, I like under in the Texans.
Under Texans.
Yeah, under Texans, and I also liked I saw three of them that I liked. Hold on one second.
Well, give a little hint for the people.
Well, I'll just tell you
and
the whole
Justin
thing.
Might be listening, too. He might take your picks. Is this fair to Justin, you giving picks to the listeners? Screw
no.
Justin.
No, it's not fair to
you
him.
Just answered your own question, I guess.
I like the Raiders plus 5.5 against the Patriots.
Going across, well, not really. Vegas isn't quite across country, but it is kind of
well,
far.
Well, it's still, you're moving some time
zones here.
Hey,
the Patriots went last week all the way across the country. Now they got to go
now,
back.
Now, I will say it is a Monday night turnaround game, so you have less time. So that is a little bit of a concern. I also like, I'm not ever talking about the Eagles ever again. I also like the Falcons. I don't love laying that hook. It's 3.5. But the Bears really could have lost twice to teams that are not great, Detroit and the Giants. I like the Falcons. The Falcons have a dangerous offense. They're in a position where they, frankly, are in a must-win at 0-2. They're laying just 3.5 by the half down, but you can't do that for Justin's for the contest against Justin. But I still like the Falcons. I think they have way too much offensive firepower for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean,
way
that's
too much.
That is.
I also like the Cardinals. I don't love laying 5.5 in that one, but it's at least below 6.
It's 6 now.
I'm seeing 5.5 on this, on this site, but
okay.
But may yeah. not. I don't know. May not be.
I kind of yeah. I like the Falcons as well at home against the Bears. They just yeah, you're right. The firepower is a big, huge difference
because they can. You know, right now, Calvin Ridley's going bananas, and that's because you have to put all that attention on Julio Jones. I don't know how the Bears are going to get their points.
Yeah.
The Falcons are going to get points.
Gage is playing his ass off, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gage and Ridley.
Russell. Yeah, Gage is – I liked him coming out of LSU. He was a hardcore special teams guy, but I thought – I called him a diamond in the rough as a wide receiver in my write-up because I thought I could see some talent there. They didn't get in a ball ton, but a guy who used to be on the staff, T-Mac, told me McGahee told me that he was as tough as they came, just a hardcore football loving guy, and he has been a nice third wide receiver. See, you can find wide receivers late in the draft.
But did he cost $7 million per year?
Nope.
Well, I don't want him.
Doesn't to this day.
I don't want him.
Doesn't to this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but it takes it. Wide receiver will take a year or two, or
yeah, you got to develop them.
You got to develop them,
but that's why you grow your own, so
yeah.
You can develop them and they're
no,
less
you
expensive.
Get, you just get you,
while you're paying Julio Jones, he's less
an
expensive.
Older guy that's had injury yep. concerns.
Rookie contract for Ridley, you're paying Julio, and you get an inexpensive third wide receiver.
Yeah,
that's how it's done. You can pay you.
Yeah, but the
you
Falcons' can. Offense isn't that good.
Well, you know they don't. They're not paying a. I mean, I see what Jake Matthews is getting paid, but they're not paying a Laremy Tunsil. They don't have a Laremy Tunsil payday.
Russell Gage caught a total of 26 passes in his college career.
Yeah, he was not a – that's why I called him a diamond in the rough because on tape you could see it. Like, you could see it, the belly – they just didn't have a quarterback to get on the ball.
No, well, that's always the problem,
yeah.
isn't it? What if Jarvis and Odell were in last year's offense?
You know, I ask about Odell. I was asking
as
about
opposed
Odell.
As opposed to Jordan Jefferson.
You know, so the word in the pros is that Odell's just turned into a huge – this is a big surprise – but he's turned into a huge, huge problem. In New York, they thought he was a cancer. In Cleveland, there's been that talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a scout, I said, you had that region. Did you, was there any of that coming out of LSU? He goes, I swear to you, we didn't, it must be a thing of more money and more. There's a thought that New York turned them into that.
Yeah.
That money and New York turned them into that. Because they said at LSU, they didn't, he didn't appear to be that kind of guy. He didn't appear to be that kind of guy. You look at Jarvis Landry. Juice Landry has never turned into a turd or a problem. But they say Odell Beckham is just was such a problem that they had to get him out of the locker room. And there's people in Cleveland right now that want him out of the locker room.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of him because they think he's causing problems with Baker. That he's jacking with Baker's head, just having him even there. And
well, he jacked with he
you know, Dorsey brought him in and probably shouldn't have.
He even jacked with Eli.
Yeah.
And Eli's got a couple of Super Bowls.
That's what I'm saying. Dorsey brought him in, probably shouldn't have. I think the team would be – you can't have Baker trying to force it to him. We've seen the stats where Baker doesn't play well. There's something to having the right locker room and the right guys.
Yes.
There really is. You look at now Jacksonville, not yesterday notwithstanding, they look like they're feeling – and they made this – they obviously, the coaching staff said this to Troy Aikman, because Troy Aikman on the broadcast yesterday said they are playing – the game, and they said that their chemistry has never been better. The A.J. Bouye, gone. Jalen Ramsey, gone. Fournette, gone. Ngakwe, gone. Dante Fowler, gone. These are all – a lot of them are really good players,
yeah,
and high draft picks. High draft picks.
But
Ramsey a one.
But low character.
But they just caused issues in those locker rooms, or they didn't mesh, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, it's more important that you have guys that love –
when did AJ Bouye become that
love
that
each
guy?
Other? I don't. They got rid of him. They got rid of him, right?
Fournette gone.
Where is AJ Bouye?
Forgot Fournette. Another one.
Yeah, no. Fournette was a high pick. Where is AJ Bouye now?
Isn't he in Denver?
Yeah, I think he is in Denver. Yeah, he's a Denver Bronco now. So
they got all.
But they got rid of Bouye after just a few years.
Boy, they just go after former Texan corners, don't they?
That seems
you know
like,
what?
Yeah, we get former Jacksonville corners.
Yeah,
and defensive
that
backs.
How's that work?
Why are we flip flopping DBs between Jacksonville and Houston?
I would. You know what? In the past,
and oh,
I,
you say Denver because they got Kareem Jackson too. Yeah.
So how about this? Back to back week that the Rams are on the East Coast. Back to back weeks that the 49ers are on the East Coast.
So they probably just stayed there.
They stayed there. Where is it on the – is it on the the Rams – or the 49ers stayed at the Greenbrier, right?
Uh-huh.
The 49ers stayed at the Greenbrier.
Yeah, that was the
where did the Rams stay? Did the Rams stay or did they go back and forth?
No, they had to have stayed.
They had to have
stayed. You don't typically make that trip twice.
Well, and that's why you take a West Coast team that's playing back-to-back that's got to make that trip.
If you know you're going to do it, you might as well schedule it.
Yes.
It's actually more helpful.
But the bet is if you're doing back-to-back – east west to east trips or
yeah,
east to west trips,
yeah,
you're going against that team,
uh-huh,
the second week.
Yeah.
So I took the Bills and I took the Giants this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
But well, because
but
it is tougher
there.
Well, but even if they're staying there, they're away from home. I mean, there can be some psychological stuff.
Well, and Garoppolo's is hobbled.
Yeah, I
and
think
you know
San
what?
Francisco,
the Bills are a tough team.
What's that number right now? I think San Francisco could be in some major trouble.
Plus 3.5. Giants are plus 3.5.
I'm looking.
And that feels like I feel like that would have been 6 to 6.5 with Garoppolo. So they've clearly, I mean, they've knocked that down.
Now
Jimmy's not playing, right?
He's got a high ankle. I don't know.
But they've talked about the fact that they think he can play through it, but I don't think he is this week.
Now the Rams social media put up photos of practice this week, and there's Rams stuff all over the place, so it doesn't feel like they picked an East Coast facility. It looked like they flew back.
They look like they're
in
nice weather.
Yeah, so Garoppolo's been missing practice. They don't think he's going to go.
So I think the Rams are making two cross-country trips.
Oh, wow.
They also, without starting quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Yep.
Two cross-country trips against.
No.
Yeah, I like that under then.
You like that under? And
yeah,
I like
46.
I like the Giants. And they're playing on that same field that's sticky. And they got they got all the injuries.
And the NFL checked it out and said, "Relax, San Francisco. That's not the field." According to the NFL, they said it's not a problem. So there may be some apprehension about
what Bosa
the 49ers
got rolled up on.
Yes, well,
right.
But yeah, I don't
by a sticky field.
Yeah, the sticky field rolled up on them, John.
Okay,
but the Rams. Not the Rams. The 49ers complained about their facilities at the Super Bowl. Because they said the Hurricanes practice field wasn't up to standard, so maybe they're a little prickly about where they practice and where they play.
Maybe
but the NFL said no, it's not a problem.
How so? The Texans, if you look at the games, like from a headline standpoint, the headliners, I'd say the Rams and Bills, you have to consider that one of them. They're both 2-0. Upcoming quarterbacks, I mean, Josh Allen would be considered up and coming. Goff is, you know, fairly established. Houston and Pittsburgh, I would say, is one of the headline games, right? Even though Houston's 0-2.
Why? Because Deshaun's playing?
I think Deshaun Watson, and they have been a – I mean, they've won, despite the fact they're 0-2, they're in the playoffs all the time, and they win divisions all the time. I think that's a headliner game. I don't think the Niners-Giants are right now.
Seahawks-Cowboys.
I don't think Tennessee and Minnesota.
Seahawks and Cowboys, Saints and Packers, Chiefs and Ravens.
Saints and Packers,
the Texans
Chiefs
are
and Ravens.
Who's getting on a level way below those games?
And we have to see what team did CBS send for that game. That will determine what they think of the game.
I think that's going to be a more – I think we kind of crap on that one more than probably we should, because it is like legitimately Deshaun Watson and a team who always usually wins division and gets in playoffs.
Well, of the early games – of the early games, Falcons and Bears are the only ones that can compete, if you want to know the truth. Texans, Steelers,
well, and Rams
49ers,
and,
Giants.
Well, Rams and Bills.
Rams and Bills. Yeah. Rams and Bills. Yeah, Rams and Bills.
But Seattle versus Packers is a big one later.
That's later.
Later, that's a big one. Of course, the headliner is Pat Mahomes versus. I mean, that's a huge game.
On Monday night.
That's a great Monday night
Monday
game.
Night.
Great.
We're getting Ian Eagle and Charles Davis.
I figure that's a
fourth game. That's their fourth game.
I feel like that's third.
Yeah. Third, like fourth.
That's third.
That's about where they are.
That's about right.
That's
who
about
are the Rams?
Right.
Where do you see this? They've already got all the pairings?
Yeah.
Who's
all you have to do is type broadcast teams.
Who's the top guy? Who's the top broadcast team, do you think?
It's CBS?
Nance and Romo.
Yeah, no, where are they, though?
Oh, I don't know yet. I have to look.
I do know this. I know where Chastang Ford is. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. And if you're looking for that Ford car or truck with the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston, what does that mean? That means that the commercial businesses think so much of Chastang Ford. And this is Chastang Ford is probably a Ford dealership that you haven't heard of, that you hadn't heard of maybe before, I don't know, three. If you listen to the show, you've heard it for the last 4, 5, 6 months, whatever we've been doing them. But before that, Chastang Ford, there are so many dealerships that have, you know, been advertising for years and years and years. These guys have it, and yet they were the number one, and they have been the number one commercial Ford dealership in the city of Houston, which just tells you that the service and the price. I mean, if you're a business, you want to pay as little as possible. You want to pay the best price, and you want the best service. And that tells you what Chastang has been doing in this city for years and years and years. And now they just want to get the word out as far as the retail goes as well. So if you're looking for it, they got unbelievable prices, $28,999. On the F-150s, on the 2020s, they got 20,000 off on the Expeditions. The XLTs, you're talking about unbelievable prices right now as well. I'm telling you, you will love Chastang Ford. You're going to love the price, but you're going to love the service, and you're going to love the honesty that's involved every single day. You can shop online at ChastangFord.com or get to the dealership at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastang Ford.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here live at the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Classic. Brought to you by DeCru DeRue. And Lauren, who's the president of DeCru DeRue, is with us right now here on ESPN 97.5. Lauren, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you guys doing this
doing
morning?
Doing wonderfully. Now, weird year, huh, for DeCru DeRue. Now, there's August parades that you have to kick off. What did you say? Did you say that there were... No
parades until hopefully in end of January, or sorry, beginning of February is
right.
When the Mardi Gras season kicks off this year. Hopefully, you know, we're able to safely celebrate it, you know, in the city of Galveston. We're going to do whatever they allow us to.
So you You have a float every year.
We sure do.
Yeah, and you're in seven different parades. I didn't know there were seven parades in Galveston.
Oh, my gosh. There are, I think, six or seven the first weekend, and then about 10 to 12 the second weekend. So there's two full weekends of parades.
That's awesome. And you guys are, obviously, you have your float out there, and you change it every year. How long have you been the president?
So this is my third year.
Third year as president.
Mm-hmm.
As president. Very nice. Is it a four-year, like the president of the United States?
It sure is. It's a four-year term, so I get one more and then got to give somebody else a shot.
Well, get to give somebody, or yeah, you get to give somebody else a shot. You get out of it. How weird has this year been since with all this stuff going on?
So it did wrinkle a few of our plans. Back in May, we usually have our big end of the year, you know, kind of final closing party that we had to delay a little bit. But luckily, I mean, really, it couldn't have come at a better time because it's in our off season. So all of our events start really ramping up right now. And so luckily, you know, we're still able to have, you know, this tournament, the Dirty Birdie tournament is our biggest moneymaker of the whole season. So, you know, we get to raise a lot of money for charity doing this event. And then our other charitable events start in January. So between here and Christmas time, we just have a couple of, you know, crew only events. And so hopefully, you know, we're able to put those together safely as well.
Is that what it is where they have a lot? Is it typical of for the different groups, let's just say in Galveston, who have floats? I mean, and they create their own crews, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Are they all involved in charities? Is that a standard thing?
No, not all of them, actually. Some of them, you know, might do, you know, like a poker night or something like that, you know, one of their events.
Event, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, the Crudaroo is actually 501c3 certified. So we are, all of our proceeds go to charity throughout the entire year. So we usually end up, you know, close to $20,000 a year. And they go to our three main charities. We donate to the Elmina Shriners of Galveston. We donate to the Ronald McDonald House of Galveston, as well as the American Heart Association in the Clear Lake areas.
That's great. That is great. And it's a lot of work. And I know Tiny and Brandon and Jason do so much and you as well. So this is a wonderful, wonderful event. And you're right. You've hit it except for your May. But, you know, that's a party. Hey, we can't party because of this thing. But you've had this event, which it wasn't uninterrupted, and hopefully we'll have vaccines or whatever by Mardi Gras, and we'll be able to get together. And it happened just after Mardi Gras started.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. So great stuff, and congratulations on this. And, you know, it's just a great thing. We've been a part of now for a few years, and we really appreciate it that you guys include us on this thing. So.
Yeah, we are happy to have y'all. Yeah, we like to have a lot of fun and raise a lot of money for a really good cause.
Yeah, there's a lot of food and drink out there.
Yeah, I was telling my volunteers this morning, I was like, guys, try to hold off on the Bloody Marys until about 8 in the morning. And the new members are like, oh, my gosh, I love this crew.
It's the best. It's the best. If you're with a crew, you're going to party. There's no question about that. Well, Lauren, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you so much,
Thanks
John.
For having us. Too. As Lauren from Da Crew Da Roo, when you see them in Galveston partying this Mardi Gras, and hopefully they will be. That's awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So now there is a report out there, and it's I don't know if it's getting.
We have audio.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Mike Greenberg?
We have audio of it. Nick, you have it, right?
And then that brings us to AB. Antonio Brown still unsigned. What is the latest?
Yep. Well, nothing imminent. I did speak to a source close to Brown who told me that among all the teams that have looked into Brown the last few months, it might be the Houston Texans that have been the most active, shown the most interest. That comes with a huge caveat. Nobody is signing him right now with an 8-game suspension. It could be even longer because he still has an unresolved case with his former trainer, Brittany Taylor. But Seattle came and went. Some other teams came and went. Houston's at least poking around here, so it's worth watching as the team sits at 0-2 without a number one receiver.
What do you think? I think it's worth looking into. You probably get him on the cheap, first of all.
I think he's a huge, problem, a huge a-hole. But if you don't do something stupid, which I can't guarantee the Texans wouldn't give him a 3-year deal. As long as you have a league minimum deal with incentive based. And it's just for half a year. I don't see what, like, he might fist fight Bill O'Brien, but that gives us something to talk about. So I don't think he could do too much damage in seven games.
Would the record determine whether he's brought in? Like, if they're 3-5, are you signing Antonio Brown? What's the point? If you are not good.
No, because they will try to rescue their season.
If he's
with him?
Well, it depends on what the – yeah, I think it could depend on well, you want him to ready to play right away. So you have to look
games,
at it before
he's ready by week 11.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think a decision will be made by, like, six games.
Well, I don't know. Does it count the bye week? That's not a game missed then.
It's 8 weeks.
Eight.
They said eight games.
Eight games.
But somebody – there's not a universal bye.
So it'll be week 12. No, no, but the Texans have a bye.
Oh, for whoever signs
him.
Eight.
Yeah. They have a bye in week 8.
Are you sure it's not just a random eight – that it's eight games is 8 weeks? Because there's a
– No, it's
– There's a game every week.
No, but not his team doesn't have a game.
Is that how it would work?
Yeah, because Brady was suspended for four games. If they had a bye in there, then it
yeah, I guess.
So as a guy on a non-roster, a guy who's not on the roster, does his suspension start as soon as the year starts, or does it start as soon as he signs with the team? Because he's
starts
not
now.
He's not active, but he's not missing games because he's not on a roster.
No, he's not missing any games now. It starts when he signs.
Well, then you can't possibly. Well,
He wouldn't show up until week 12.
Yeah, they'd have to sign him.
Well,
now.
They don't know they want to sign him. First of all, do you want to sign him?
Well, then it's irrelevant. Then, then there's who cares?
Well, he won't be here till week 12.
If he has to wait eight, by then everything. By then you're so deep into your season. Why would you throw him?
But
into
you know
the
you're going to have injuries. First of all, secondly, you might be vying for a playoff spot.
Might not.
You might though. And if you get him on the cheap, you know what? He'll play for the minimum.
Well, then
unless Bill O'Brien gives him a 6-year,
then you need to make your decision.
$54 million deal.
Yeah, which is possible. But you need to make your decision AS. That's not how long Whitney is. How long is Whitney's deal?
No, 3 years, $54 million.
Okay. You need to make your decision as quickly as possible so he can start the process if you're going to bring him on.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to.
Yes. Well, I mean,
they're
kicking the tires right now. Yeah. And, okay, so it would be week 12, right? You know, is he hanging around? Does he hang around the facility? Does he do nutty things?
You don't want him like,
no,
listen we want to sign you, but just
don't come.
Come
here.
The week of the first game that we have with you.
Right. Please don't come.
Yeah, because some of those are where they're suspended for games, others where they're suspended from all football activities. So I don't know if I like the thought of Antonio Brown with not having a goal of playing football every week to be just hanging around practicing, but you know, you can't play until week 12. So do what you like on the weekend. I don't think I like that particular. I think he needs a goal in front of him. If he knows,
he would have a goal to be ready for week 12.
Yeah, you think he's gonna make it 8 weeks?
You know what? We haven't heard from Antonio Brown in almost a month. So
that is true.
He hadn't done anything crazy in a month or so.
Let me tell you something. There was a time where you knew every week you're getting some Antonio Brown news.
So
who's the new Antonio Brown? Is there anyone that we're hearing from? We've had T.O. in the past. We've had Odell Beckham was the guy last year.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown. But who's the guy now that we hear?
I don't want to crap on Odell, but Odell's the new Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but who's the new guy?
You see what your guy did?
Why is he doing that?
You see what he did?
Yeah.
Don't want to crap on him.
Oh.
See what he did here?
Yeah. Now I see.
Yeah.
Now I see what you did.
Yeah, you see what I did.
I wish you should have saved that for the Shriners.
No.
Drop that one on them.
See what I did there?
Drop that one on them.
See what I did?
So who is the guy? Is there somebody right now?
I don't think there is a guy.
Basketball. Nobody in basketball.
No.
Royce White.
Nobody in baseball.
He's no longer the guy. I don't think there is a guy right now.
Nobody in MMA. Which I can't wait to see that fight with Costa and Israel is going to be up.
There is a void for okay, that's a crazy.
See,
that guy's
speaking
crazy.
Of, we've got, speaking of which, Conor McGregor, did you see his commercial this weekend?
I feel like the Trump stuff's good enough for
everybody.
Like, I feel like we don't need an Odell Beckham right now or Antonio Brown. We got stuff.
I can't wait.
We got stuff
for the
going
debate.
On Twitter with the protest and Trump and everything. Like, there's enough. There's enough stuff right now for us to handle. And a pandemic. I don't need an Odell Beckham in my life. I don't need an Antonio Brown in my life.
Yeah. Well, here's a problem, though. How about this? Apparently, Justin Reed is none too pleased with Antonio Brown. Do you remember this? Antonio Brown tweeted this. emotion. Boy fumbled the whole postseason in the biggest game of the year. Everyone went blind to busy making guys famous. Not enough reality these days. By the way, check the list, Twitter. He's talking, Antonio Brown is talking about Juju fumbling in the playoff game. And he's going off on him. Well, Justin Reed retweeted it and said, "I respect his game, but I can't wait to smash this dude. No need for that. He wants a piece of Antonio Brown."
That's right. Yeah, but we've seen team, and everyone wanted to smash Austin Rivers, and then he was a rocket. They were looking at secret tunnels so they could get to him and beat him up, and then all of a sudden he's everyone's teammate.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's nothing.
Yeah,
I don't.
But you know, Antonio Brown probably keeps receipts now.
Yeah, I'm a little worried because I saw Justin Reed show up on an ATB commercial yesterday with Deshaun. Ooh. Oh yeah, ooh. I was on the game. That's a new one.
Ooh,
Scott McClellan's on a FaceTime with him.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. How's he played so far?
Well,
remember that touchdown that got called back, and then he had another touchdown.
He didn't play well against. I mean, you remember KC? Clyde Edwards-Helaire making the move on him?
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, well, he had a shoulder that was worse than yours last year.
Bacon wrapped shrimp with jalapenos, throw that on the grill, and all of a sudden, 10 losses.
713-780-3776. If you got thoughts on Antonio Brown, you're more than welcome to get in here.
I'd be willing to take him. I mean, I don't want him on your team, but once you get halfway through a season, to me, all bets are off.
Well,
I don't care.
Well, by week 12, you may need
you
him.
You can dump him whenever you want.
Yeah, right.
It's just like Carmelo Anthony.
If he gets
six
slipping,
games,
beat it. Hey, the fall has arrived, and it's time to get outside, make some memories.
Okay, never mind. I got news. Currently a free agent, Brown's suspension takes effect week one regardless of whether he's on a roster. That's according to NFL.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. So yeah. He would be available week nine.
Regardless of whether he's on a roster.
That's
from Nick Shook's article on NFL.com.
Oh, that is news. I didn't think it started until he's on a team. How can you have a suspension when you're not even on a team? Mm-hmm. Time to talk about Texas Star Grill Shop. See the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop and see what's going on. Rick and Michelle are unbelievable. They're adding a new store now. They have been so successful in this city. As a matter of fact, I just drove by the one on Shepherd this morning, and they've got the sign is way above, and the store has expanded, and it's just beautiful. But they've also got this store. We did a show. As a matter of fact, it was the day after the Astros won the World Series in this store in Spring. And they've got the store in Katy, and there's a new one coming, huge announcement, the fourth location in October. So they've got that going on, and one of the reasons is because they get you these grills at an unbelievable price. They've got outdoor kitchens, RCS Blaze, DCS Fire Magic, Twin Eagles Alfresco, all of these different kitchens that you can. They've got pizza ovens, but they've got the grills, and that's the number one thing. They've got the Traeger that they've had forever. They've got the Kamado Joes. They've got the Pits and Spits, everything you could possibly want in grills, and all of the fixins, all of the rubs, and everything you could possibly need in one store, well, three stores, right now in Katy, in Houston, and in Spring. Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com to see for yourself, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Live from South Shore Harbor, beautiful course. I don't believe I've ever been here. It's a country club. They don't let me in. So it is nice to be able to walk into the front door and
think how I feel.
Well, I know, right?
I was like, they didn't even stop me at the door.
Well, they knew there would be different kinds of people here.
Stop.
Different kinds.
Different
for
kinds
today.
Like, look at there's women in there.
Oh.
This isn't the Masters.
This isn't Augusta.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it?
Although, to be fair to
it isn't.
No, it's not. But to be fair to John's
point. It's a nice course.
To be fair to John's point, have you seen anybody who looks like me in here?
Crew de Rue.
Me.
No, you're not.
You don't count.
Dark meat.
No, stop
not.
It.
Definitely not you. So, straightening things out, Antonio Brown's suspension has already started. I would have thought it wouldn't be until he signs with a team, but okay. So he could play for you in week 9.
Think about it. He would never sign. If you didn't do it, he would never sign. Because somebody would have to keep him on their roster for 8 weeks, a minimum of 8 weeks. Like, God, this is terrible.
Well, you'd only pay him for half the year because he can only play 8 games. Mm-hmm. But you sign him and you give him, you know.
You know how many things can blow up in 8 weeks?
Well, if they
it's
can blow
way
up,
better.
If he's not on
it's
your team,
it's way better
too.
To play him the last 8 weeks. Like, God, this is so much better.
Yeah,
but it is going to be, you know.
Well, you'll give him any money, so it's not any risk.
They have no other than Will Fuller. They have no legitimate outside wide receiver. I guess Kenny Stills, but Kenny's really just a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, Kenny is just a guy. Randall Cobb's just a guy. I think Cooks has some legit stuff left. I talked to an agent the other day who told me, he goes, "Let me tell you about Brandon Cooks and why." I said. He said he's, number one, a great dude, which I've always heard that. I've heard that he's a great dude. It's one of the reasons why Easterby loves him. But here's what he told me. He said, the issue in – I said, why was he gone from all these places? And I mean, good football, good teams. He said, well, in New Orleans, he wanted to – they just used him as a runoff guy for – basically, they weren't getting a value out of him as a first-round pick once they got Mike Thomas – and he wanted to be a guy who was more featured and all that. And so it was kind of a mutual parting where he wanted to go somewhere where he could run routes and not be just a runoff guy for Mike Thomas,
mm-hmm.
meaning just a field stretcher. So they moved him to New England. New England liked him. He wanted to get paid. His contract was coming up. New England doesn't like paying wide receivers, not the money that he wanted to get. So they moved him because they didn't want to have to pay him. That's an expensive rental first, except for the fact that they got a first back from the Rams. Now, it is true that they spent a first, New Orleans. New England gave a first. The Rams gave a first. That speaks to his value still as a wide receiver. And then the Rams, we know, gave him a big contract, and then they got in cap hell. And when they found a sucker who would take the contract and give him a second-round pick, which and I even asked this agent, what do you think the value would have been? He said, for the Texans, with the leverage they had, it was a wide receiver year, and they have to take on a contract, a fourth at the most. He said, you offer them a fourth, and you're doing – because you had to know you're doing the Rams
doing
a favor.
They
needed to get rid of Gurley.
Most.
They needed to get rid of they needed to get rid of Gurley because they had to sign Ramsey. So you're getting rid of Gurley, and you're getting rid of the contract for Brandon Cooks. You say, look, we'll take on his contract, but you're only getting a fourth.
Yeah.
We'll give you a fourth. He said, you played hardball. They eventually would have given them to you because – that's, you know, you might have lost him with somebody who would have given a third. He said, but, you know, you probably not because that's
a
decent money to take on.
Yeah.
So
and concussions.
And concussions were the other thing.
Yeah.
You could have easily said, this guy had stacked concussions. He's had 4 in 2 years. You had all the leverage. And it was a deep wide receiver draft. Like, you had every bit of leverage in the world. The same thing with they didn't have to give up a sec. You could have demanded Kenny Stills from the outset. We'll take Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills and give you 2 firsts. The second didn't need to go anywhere. It didn't need to go anywhere. They would have given you Kenny Stills to get that deal done. To get 2 firsts, not a problem. Now, here's something interesting. I think Cooks, he looked pretty good last week, I thought. So if Cooks is still a legit guy, which I think he is, Fuller's a legit guy when he's healthy. Randall Cobb's just a guy. Kenny Stills just a guy. To me. I think the tight ends can become even bigger factors, and sometimes they are. You never know from game to game if Deshaun's going to look at tight end. It's like either yes or no. It's rarely an in-between. If you had an Antonio Brown.
He does look at his tight ends, in fairness.
I mean, no, he does, but there's some games more than others.
They had a bunch of catches last year.
That's what
year.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's either, but it's usually a yes or no. Either he sees him a bunch or he doesn't see him much at all. It seems like that's one or the other. If you had an Antonio Brown there, now, he didn't play a lot of football last year. Antonio Brown didn't play at the end of 18. He didn't hardly play any in 19.
Sometimes that
he
can
won't
be a
have
good
played
thing.
A lot in I think he'll still be okay, and I think he'll be on his best behavior,
yeah,
whatever that means. Don't you?
Yep.
I mean, if it's even possible to be on your best behavior, because he didn't get kicked out of New England for being a problem, that all his trouble arose. And don't forget, he still has something unsettled with the trainer that he farted on.
Well,
no, that was
no, the doctors he farts on.
Oh,
the trainer, he had a sexual.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Is she? And then he had a paint. Then he had somebody just kind of took their painting and didn't at an auction, didn't pay for that too. Now I know that happened.
He had
too.
The police.
That's
thing.
A different thing.
That was a police.
He had
at
a
the
police
house.
Thing. He had a burned feet thing.
Yeah.
And cryotherapy.
You,
yeah.
You seem to be someone.
He had a blonde mustache.
Why are you so negative about Antonio Brown?
Yeah. I'm saying he's got a lot of. He's got a lot of things, but I would still take him for half a year. I still, if you're the Texans, I would take him for half a year.
It's amazing they actually need help considering how.
As long as he didn't have a blonde mustache.
One of the more expensive wide receiver cores in the league needs more help, huh? That's odd.
Well, we all knew you can't stockpile enough wide receivers. What with hamstrings,
you can't stockpile enough slot receivers with hamstring and concussion issues.
Yeah. Oh, look at that! Now Antonio Brown's a unique player, but oh, look, another small guy running around.
It is true. I mean, he's a small guy who can play outside.
But at least outside,
yeah.
At least he's outside.
Yeah, and that's not even because of his speed. Like it's because he can separate.
Yeah,
he can separate.
Man, I tell you,
he's got demand of football.
He would. That's okay.
But you have a locker room with Randall Cobb in it, who's a vet, with Brandon Cooks, like Deshaun Watson. You actually have a locker room. I don't know if any locker room can, quote-unquote, handle Antonio Brown, the superstar Antonio Brown. If you can't be humbled by now, and Lord knows he's trying to get paychecks, if you can't keep it together for half a year, I don't know what you could do. I bet you the Texans sign him. I think Bill O'Brien is going to get desperate. If they get their ass kicked in Pittsburgh, I think it's a lock they sign him, unless they are 2-6. But he's still going to be out there trying to fight for wins because he doesn't want to look. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean? We would look at it as, why would you even sign Antonio Brown if you're 2-6? For what? You're not going to make the playoffs. He's going to look at it as, I need to win enough games so I don't get in any kind of trouble. Now, I know you don't think he could get fired, but I just don't know.
No, he can't get fired.
I was talking to an NFL guy who said, if you fire Bill O'Brien, you got to get rid of Easterby, and you got to hire your general manager first. And
Cal will just he'll promote Jack Easterby.
Probably so, but this is the point he made, and he's right. Has Houston ever had a GM pick the coach? And I don't know if Charlie picked the coach. Did Charlie pick the coach?
Oh, I think that it was a
ownership deal, right?
Yeah.
And we know that Rick didn't pick
because Charlie was a lame duck too.
When?
No,
I'm talking about Dom. I'm talking about Dom.
Probably had a big hand in that, yeah.
Probably so. That might have been the only one. Charlie didn't pick the head coach because, remember, they brought Dan Reeves in and Charlie's sitting there with his arms crossed, all pissed off. Gary Kubiak, I think, was ownership. Gary brought in Rick, and Rick didn't bring in Bill O'Brien. I think ownership brought in Bill O'Brien, too.
Well, you don't know that.
Because Bill O'Brien wanted control of the 53. I don't think Rick was dying to give that up. And they were always button heads, those two.
Well, so I don't know, though.
I don't think Rick was a big – well, I mean, Rick was involved with the process, I'm sure. I don't know that that was Rick's choice.
We don't know that. But we don't know that. We don't know
with that. With the McNairs?
We don't know.
We don't know for sure, but do you think?
I don't know.
With the McNairs, Bob McNair was pretty
– But he let Rick run the show now. I mean, he let Rick – do his thing.
If OB tried to get rid of Rick that quick, after that, that would have been something else.
Well, it's time to talk right now about Champion Energy. Champion Energy Services is second to none. And if you're looking for a great way to save money every single month, then that's the most important thing. Well, two things. You want service and you want it at a price. And I'm telling you, I love Champion Energy. It's cooling down now, so you don't need it as often. So you're like, I don't have to do anything about that. My bill's not that bad. Well, how about your bill just be better? How about your bill just be less? Your bill will be less if you go with Champion Energy. So I don't care if it's, I'm saving money right now because it's not as hot. Well, you could save even more money. And then when it does get hot, guess what? You already got Champion Energy. So go to champion.energy/1560 and see for yourself, champion.energy/1560. I'm telling you, you will love it. You'll love everything about it. champion.energy/1560.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.